The Albany Symphony will return to the stage for the grand opening of its new season this Saturday, October 19th, at the Palace Theater in downtown Albany with a gallery of works that includes Maurice Ravel's orchestration of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, Bernstein's Suite from the Academy Award-winning film On the Waterfront, and Phenomenal Women, an inspiring musical portrait of powerhouse women by composer Valerie Coleman. This program is the first of 20 unique concerts, each curated by Grammy Award-winning conductor David Allen Miller, featuring phenomenal women in music, encounters with thrilling new music, and masterworks that have withstood the test of time. Also, the Amani Winds are going to be in the house, and Brandon Patrick George is with us. He is plays the flute with the Amani Winds, and the oboe player is Toyin Spellman-Diaz, and we welcome them both to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Honor to be here.
Thank you for having us.
And David Allen Miller, the maestro himself, is in the house. How are you, sir?
Hi, Joe. I'm great. And let me just say, it is so wonderful to hear you in the roundtable every morning. Doing all your great work. It's really an inspiration to all of us who care about our great republic.
Well,
even a little bit.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. It's just constant excitement.
But music helps,
doesn't it? Couldn't make it up. Music helps. Music helps to make everybody not just feel better, but also this wonderful thing we still do here in the year 2019 of getting a whole bunch of people together in a room to sit there for a couple hours, for 90 minutes or 75 minutes, and to have the communal experience of seeing and hearing the creation or the recreation of great music, new and old. It's kind of a, on the one hand, an antiquated idea. On the other hand, it's like so authentic. And that's why it's so exciting for us to put on this opening concert and to do our concerts.
Well, these ideas that have been around for a long time have been around a long time because they're good ideas.
Absolutely. And I must say that our new ideas, like Valerie Coleman's incredible piece for this great Imani Wind Quintet and orchestra, are just as thrilling, if not more so, than the Dead Guy stuff. Although the Dead Guy stuff is really great, too. We've got pictures on an exhibition. We've got the magnificent score from On the Waterfront. So it's kind of an all-portraits program, this great piece, Phenomenal Women, six portraits of phenomenal living, mainly living women. I guess they're all living. One of them's not a woman, but the other five are all living women, right? I'm sorry, we'll have to get into that, right?
A lot of asterisks there, David, but okay.
Yeah, a lot of asterisks. But great, great music, start to finish.
First of all, I've said this to you off the air, I've said it to you on the air, but I just love that a maestro, a conductor of your caliber, just, you know, calling them the old dead guys.
Well, they are, but they're my very dear friends.
No, I know.
I speak to them frequently, like, even though they're dead. It concerns my wife, but she's concerned about it. But the wonderful thing, I find the wonderful thing about having done so much music by living composers and continuing to do it, that because they're so accessible and I can ask them questions about what did you want in this bar or what do you want in that bar, I find that I have the same conversations with the dead guys. Is that problematic, Joe?
No, I don't think that's problematic at all.
Okay,
and I think it's also beautiful because it not only employs and I mean that in all senses of that word, wonderful young musicians who otherwise wouldn't have the chance and wouldn't have that opportunity, and you have been a master at that, and to always think of something new.
And speaking of wonderful young musicians, our musicians in the Albany Symphony are so fresh, regardless of their chronological age. It was so exciting. We got together for the first time yesterday, twice, for rehearsals, starting off the new season, and they sound
keg
phenomenal.
Party.
It wasn't really a keg party. No, it wasn't a keg party.
There was
serious
some Italian
work.
Food.
Serious work. Oh, there was some pasta. It's true.
Oh, okay.
But I
don't
think there was a keg. I didn't see any alcohol. But we don't need alcohol. We have such a good time together.
Yeah. Well, now, so tell us about, we'll get into talking to these wonderful musicians who are next to you, but just set it up a little bit of how the Amani Winds came to be a part of this particular opening concert.
Well, about 2 years ago, I think, not quite 2 years ago, 2018, the American Composers Orchestra, this lovely orchestra in New York City that does exclusively American music, living composers, commissioned Valerie Coleman, who has for many years been the flutist of the Amani Winds. I think for 20 years or almost 20 years she was.
22 years.
There
wow.
you go.
Wow.
Was the flutist of the Amani Winds and a great composer. They commissioned her to write a wind quintet concerto, which is already a very unusual thing, five wind instruments plus orchestra. And she chose as her subject this beautiful poem by Maya Angelou, Phenomenal Women,
yes.
and created these essentially mini portraits of five plus Phenomenal Women, which I'm sure Toyin and Brandon can tell you a little more about. So these kind of mini solo concertos within this larger quintet concerto. It's a fascinating piece. And we wanted to do a season that really focused on great women composers, of which there are more and more every year. And so we've put a different phenomenal woman of our own, creative composer, on almost every concert of the season. And so we're calling our whole season the Phenomenal Women season. But I wanted to start the season with this great piece by Valerie that's called Phenomenal Women. And then we also wanted to play some other great music by Mussorgsky and Bernstein.
I know people, this is back to our earlier point of just the world being the world, but if you want to read a beautiful poem and read Phenomenal Women and just get ready for the music and the concert, that's a great way to start.
It is indeed.
It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. All right, Toyin, tell me about this.
Hello.
And what it has been. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's good to have you here. What do you make of this piece, and how long have you been able to work on it?
Well, Valerie wrote it for us last year.
Okay.
And so we've had it for a little bit of time. It marked kind of the 22nd year that Imani Wins, it was her first year that she was not with us, and she gave us this gift of a parting gift of a beautiful concerto. And the other parting gift was getting Brandon, our new flutist, in. So she's been great for us in many ways. She's really a visionary. And so when we started hitting the 20s as an ensemble, that's a pretty big time for a person and
sure.
an entity. And so we realized then that the world was changing, that we live in a time that needs music that is very specific to the time that we live in. We were talking right before we got on the air about how, you know, you have conversations, and this is a conversation between the composer, the performers, and the audience about these spectacular women.
Just tell us a little bit about Imani Wins and this group and what it is like for you to do this
sure.
kind of work.
Sure. Imani Wins is a wind quintet. It's made up specifically of predominantly people of color. So we're 4 African Americans, 1 wonderful Jewish boy, and we've been together playing.
Besides David,
I'm not in it. I wish I could be in it, but I can't be in it.
Come okay. on, let's go.
Play the trombone. Does that count?
2 wonderful Jewish boys. Go ahead.
Right, and so we've been commissioning music by composers of color and interesting composers for many, many years. Valerie is a composer. Our French horn player, Jeff, who's still with the ensemble, is also a composer. So 20 years came along, and we realized it was time to start telling stories with music, not just having people who looked a certain way write for you, but to have them have music that actually speaks to the times we live in. And so Phenomenal Women is one of the many things we're doing right now that speaks to people from, it's like a conversation with music that
and
we're having.
And just a sidebar about Imani Wins, if you haven't heard them or haven't heard of them, they are the preeminent wind quintet in the country and arguably
the world.
Yeah,
I couldn't say that. Thanks.
I can say that. So for us to have them on the stage with us in all their glory is so exciting. I mean, as you know, we have unbelievable wind players in the Albany Symphony, but these are 5 towering virtuosi. And as I mentioned earlier, Valerie has really given each of them their own movement. So Monica, the bassoonist, for example, has a movement called Serena Williams, and it's all about tennis, and she is essentially Serena Williams. Jeff has a movement called Michelle Obama for the horn and orchestra, and he is essentially playing the role of Michelle Obama. Doesn't look quite as beautiful as Michelle Obama, but he's it's
in
these
his own
really
way.
it's this really powerful set of like 5 mini concertos for each of the members.
You let them get out of that one.
I did. They're friends.
I was getting deeper in.
You gave him a shoot on that one.
That's what music's all about. Giving people.
He's an old friend of mine, so I can say that.
You can.
Oh no, I can't. Okay.
No, of course you can. Brandon, so tell us what this has been like for you.
To play this music has been absolutely incredible. As Toyin mentioned, it was sort of almost like a parting gift when Valerie left the group, and it was one of the first pieces that I got to play with the group. I think I had been playing with the quintet for about 3 weeks at that point. And Valerie said that it was also, she thought of it as like a welcoming gift into having me join the ensemble. I think Valerie is an expert storyteller. and paints very, very vivid pictures with her music. And it's very fun for me as a performer and as a listener to be on stage and to sort of try to embody the characters that she's depicting, right. but also to listen to the orchestra and to my colleagues take turns telling this story.
And Brandon has this very unique movement right in the middle of the piece, which isn't actually a depiction of a phenomenal woman. It's more general. Can you speak a little bit about that? Because it's really poignant and beautiful.
Yeah, so, this follows the very virtuosic Serena Williams movement, I believe. Everything sort of stops in the middle of the piece, and there's a lone flute solo, and it's the movement's entitled Caravana. And it's supposed to tell the story of migrant women crossing the border. And it's very beautiful. It almost has a lullaby quality.
Oh, beautiful.
And so you can imagine these women carrying their children. And it's very sensitive. But there's also a bit of drama and anguish in it because these women are risking their lives risk losing their children when they come here. So you have this movement that embodies both beauty and pain. And it's very, very powerful. This would be the third time that we've played the piece together. And each time it's just quite an emotional experience to play that movement.
And that's beautiful. Let us talk for a moment. We have about a minute or two left about the rest of the concert and what else. We can talk about the dead people now.
We can. Okay. Well, when we decided we were going to do this piece that was really these wonderful portraits of Valerie's, this phenomenal women's piece, I thought, well, why not start the whole season with a whole evening of portraits? So we selected the most famous portraiture piece in the entire history of concert music, Mussorgsky's Pictures in an Exhibition, which, as you probably remember, started as a piano piece. He wrote it in 1874, but it was such an arresting, powerful piece.
Thanks for thinking I ever knew that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure you knew that. that all sorts of different composers almost immediately started creating it, turning it into an orchestra piece, transcribing it, and the most famous reimagining of it is by Maurice Ravel from 1922. And it is one of the absolute orchestral tour de forces of all times. And there's always this question for interpreters, do we go more with kind of the Russian Mussorgskyan approach or more of the French Technicolor approach? So you'll have to come to see what my answer is. I hope you'll come tomorrow night to hear how I pitch it. I tend, frankly, to give it away a little bit, to go more in the real Russian soulful direction. And then we've got this great, great beautiful, real orchestral tone poem, which was derived from all the music Leonard Bernstein created for the famous 1954 movie, Marlon Brando movie, On the Waterfront. I could have been a contender instead of a bum, which is what I am. So it's searing, it's beautiful, and it's all pictures. It's all, the whole concert is pictures, pictures, pictures.
He's a conductor, he's a maestro, he's a musician, and he does impressions.
Not really.
David Alan Miller, you're doing a beautiful job as always.
Can you
in like 15 seconds tell people that this is the first concert they can still do packages and stuff for the
whole season? This is the first concert you can still do packages and all sorts of stuff. We have subscription packages, we have little packages, we have big packages, we have great
I bet it's
concerts.
All on your website.
It's all on our website, and you can go there or you can just call up Justin, our wonderful marketing manager, and he will help you with everything.
All right.
It's just a great, great season ahead. So much glorious music.
And you'll be back for the next show and tell us about that.
And that's going to be every bit as cool. We've got the Theremin, 100th anniversary of the Theremin. We're doing a Theremin concerto. For anybody who doesn't know what a Theremin is, stay tuned.
I've taken it for the flu, but I don't know.
Yes, right. It's the original electronic instrument.
David, you're the best. I thank you very, very much.
Thank you,
what a pleasure to meet Toyin Spellman-Diaz and Brandon Patrick George, both from the Amani Winds. I hope you both not only have a beautiful time in Albany, but just have a beautiful night tomorrow night.
Thank you.
What a great pleasure to meet you both. Thank you for your beautiful work and bringing it to our community. David, thank you. Again, you can find out more about all of this, albanysymphony.com. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.